News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin is going darts mad on the hockey. More than 180, now more than 8,000 people attended the Premier League darts event at the Three Arena last night. And our reporter Josh Crosby was there to capture all the excitement.
The atmosphere is electric. You see at the football games, the atmosphere, but there's nothing like a darts atmosphere.
The partners are big fans. I do play it, but I'm not very good.
What do you like about the darts?
The drink.
Gents, costumes, singing and drinking. Crowds of fans cheering on their favourite players. Groups have travelled from abroad to turn the darts into an Irish holiday.
We thought this year we're going to make a special journey. We arrived on Wednesday and we go back Saturday.
You're here with a sunflower around your head, you've your multicoloured top on. Wait, what is it?
About supporting Wales. We're doing Jameson and the Guinness Factory, and then we're playing in one of your local pubs against the team there. So it's an Ireland Wales darts match.
Driffield, East Yorkshire.
Okay, you've travelled over, especially for the event.
Yeah, especially.
Is there an occasion? Is there a stag? Or
no.
Any excuse?
Yeah.
What's the idea behind the sombreros and the Mexican outfits?
We always come dressed up with the darts. So, like last year, we went to Berlin, we were dressed as nuns. Went to Ali Pali, we were dressed up as jockeys.
And you're going to make a few days out of it in Dublin?
Yeah, we were here yesterday and we'll fly back on Saturday.
Enjoy. Yeah, and hopefully you hold on to the sombreros.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Keep you dry in it.
Yeah.
Current world champion Luke Humphreys was the winner in Dublin, and he says the Irish welcome was full of energy.
The crowd was incredibly loud, and when they were singing Zombie, that was absolutely insane. Honestly, that was incredible. To be honest, I couldn't help but get goosebumps, and I was in the game and I'm thinking, concentrate, because you got to try and win. But the Irish crowd are absolutely fantastic, and in my opinion, it's such a shame that we only come to Ireland once a year. I think that, you know, we have to come back here more, to be honest, in the future somehow. I don't know how we do that, but you know, I think once a year is not enough. The crowd are fantastic and they deserve more darts.
You said you're enjoying the energy from the crowd. How will you celebrate this win? Will you be sampling the Irish hospitality?
Well, I got free exhibitions actually, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all over Ireland. I sampled some Guinness yesterday and it's much better than it is in England, to be honest with you. It's much, much more nicer. So I think we're going to go to the Guinness factory as well. But you know, I can't wait to see my bed tomorrow. So I'm absolutely knackered. But I got free exhibitions this weekend in Ireland, which I'm going to tour all over Ireland. So I'm going to look forward to that.
The theatrics of darts are very much part of the event, and bringing the energy to the audience is former champion turned Sky Sports commentator Glenn Durant.
When you're as a dart player, you're in this real bubble. But I've been up there, I've played there and done it, know what it's like to play on that stage.
You know the mindset.
Yeah, I know the mindset, and I try and get that across there, and absolutely loving it.
What has Luke Littler done for darts?
Yeah, headlines on the front page and the back page as well. Yeah, I'm a darts coach as well when I'm not here, and honestly, the interest, everybody wants to be Luke Littler right now. Everybody wants to play darts. Darts is sexy again.
And the commentary is very much part of the spectacle, the theatre, the energy. What's key to capturing that and bringing the audience in?
You know, my vision right now is, and my ethos is, as I'm talking to you now, down the pub, this is what's happening with the game, and I'm going to stick with that. When I played here, I was blown away with the crowd. It bounced and reverberated around there. The Dublin 3 Arena is the best place in the world to play darts.
Luke Littler may not have won this event, but his effect on darts has certainly made a mark as young players come along to support their heroes.
Hi, my name is Roger, and this is my son Dylan, and we're coming up from Tipperary.
And Dylan, what age are you?
12.
12, and are you a big fan of the darts?
Yeah, I like the darts now.
And was it the Luke Littler effect? Did he make you?
Yeah, probably was. Yeah.
Absolutely, I think since Christmas, Luke Littler effect has taken over the country, all right.
The atmosphere is great.
What do you think could be done to make people your age more interested in it and to make it more accessible for them to play?
Yeah, it would be better if it was at more community places.
My name is Finn Hayden Freeman. I'm 13 and I've been playing darts for 2 years.
Only 2 years, and I hear you're already playing for Wexford as well?
Yeah.
You must have a good throw, or is it practice?
A lot of practice every day, 3 hours basically every day.
Every day you're throwing darts?
Yeah.
Well, what is it about that you enjoy?
Just playing it. I really enjoy playing.
What can be done to make it more accessible for people your age?
Just make more teams and stuff, and like leagues for under 18s and stuff like that.
With darts growing in popularity, the fan base is getting wilder and possibly even wilder. But have those coming here for the crack started to throw a few darts?
We've been following it for a few weeks. We watch it every week, so we said we come up for the crack, like.
Yeah.
And would you take it up yourself to start throwing a few darts?
We haven't. We play at home.
Yeah. I have the dartboard.
in the kitchen.
Absolutely great. Like, great crack there. That was some darts fan at the Three Arena last night. Clearly having a very, very good time.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.